Stop! Don't finish that ritual. Oh dear, I didn't mean to frighten you. Please don't scream. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'd never hurt you. I'm your guardian angel, after all. Yes, I'm your guardian angel. My name is Emmy. It's nice to finally be able to talk to you. Although I wish you were under better circumstances. What were you thinking trying to summon a succubus? Were you actually going to trade your soul to some demon whore who will just pretend to care about you? You just wanted someone to be intimate with? I'm sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't be there for you sooner. I wasn't allowed to speak to you or help you unless it involved demons. That's the rule we guardian angels must follow. It hurt me so much not being able to support you. I've seen you in so much pain. I know that your life has been incredibly hard. Having depression doesn't make it any easier. Everything just becomes worse, with negative thoughts haunting you every single day and night. But sometimes depression can drive you to make bad decisions. Decisions that could do more harm than good. That's what summoning a succubus would be. A bad decision. I know you may not believe it, but there is someone out there who will love you for the amazing person you are. You don't need to trade your soul for someone to pretend to love you, when there's someone who genuinely loves you. I love you. I've loved you your entire life. I just couldn't be with you until now. Now I can finally do this. Please, will you marry me? Well, humans and angels can't fornicate, or else we're doomed to become demons. Well, angels can't fornicate with humans, or else we're doomed to become demons. But if we're married, then we could have as much sex as we wanted. More than that, I could stay here with you forever. I could take care of you, love you, provide you with all the love and support you've deserved your entire life. And I could make things right between us. You were almost driven into hell's clutches because of my failure to be a good guardian angel. I won't let that happen again. I'll show you that heaven is better than hell by being the most devoted wife you could imagine. So, what will it be? Do you want to be with me? Oh, thank heavens. Let me just put this ring on my finger, then I'll place this one on yours. Oh, I'm gonna make you so happy. So happy, hubby. Wait. It's just, I've never shown my naked body to anyone before. I don't want to disappoint you, even if I can change my form. You like me as I am now? Feel my body. Enjoy it. It's all yours. We don't need clothes for what we're about to do. Well, I know how self-conscious you are about your body. I'm gonna tell you what you've needed to hear for a long time. Your body is gorgeous. 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 As gorgeous as your beautiful soul. I can see all of your hard work from the gym. All the effort you put into maintaining your health. You keep telling yourself that if you look like those six-packed, six-foot-tall Adonises in the movies, on billboards, in women's romance books, then maybe you'd find love. But you don't need to look like that to be loved. You are so worthy of love. You deserve love, and care, and intimacy. You've been starving for it, and I'm here to give it to you. Now, let's give your cock some proper care. No, don't close your eyes. Look at me. Focus on me. You have a gorgeous cock. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. You keep judging yourself for your size, wondering if it's too big or too small, the wrong shape. All these things that you can't control. Your cock is perfect just the way it is. Oh, it's so sexy how you pulse in my hand. How you twitch with every word I say. There were so many times I watched you jerking off. It made me so horny. But I had to be a good little angel and discipline myself. But I don't have to do that anymore. Because now I have a husband. And I want this wonderful cock inside of me. I want you in all my holes at once. But I'll accept you in my mouth first. Just relax and enjoy the pleasure, baby. Your cock is so good, baby. Your skin is so soft against my tongue. But you're so hard. This is so glorious. No wonder God locked this behind marriage. My face. My throat hurts. I couldn't breathe, yet it just made me want you more. Now it's time for you to receive my angelic virginity. You feel so hot against me. Oh, heavens! Oh, great heavens. Oh, this is amazing. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, your cock is amazing. Yes. 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 Oh, it feels so good. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, baby. Yes. Everything I ever wanted. Yes. Yes. Oh, keep fucking me. Yes. 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 You feel so good. Yes. Knock me up with Nephilim babies. So good. I'm gonna come. Yes. 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 Oh, you came. Oh, you came for me. Oh, I can feel you. Oh, filling me up. Oh, feels so good. Let's just lay here and rest. I'll wrap you up in my wings. I promise I'm going to be the best wife you could ever ask for. It won't just be sex, but absolute, unconditional love. And you won't be needing those filthy demonic books anymore. Your guardian angel is here to stay.